Shalom. Greetings to you from Messianic Ministry to Israel. Shalom. I'm Reg Elisenby, and I serve as the executive servant of Messianic Ministry to Israel. We are a mission board and sending agency since 1944, and we exist for the purpose of carrying the gospel of Yeshua back to where it came from, back to the Jewish people, and back to the Holy Land. Our family ministry teams are dedicated in sharing the hope of Yeshua with the people of Israel, and our Lord is opening doors. Jewish people are coming to faith in their Messiah, Yeshua. Believers are growing, and the church is coming to understand and appreciate and love their Jewish roots. Thank you for your partnership with MMI, and we pray many blessings from the Lord upon you. Join me now as we open the divine library and see what the Lord has to say to us for these days in which we live concerning Israel. The prophet Yeshayahu, the prophet Isaiah, wrote, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish my good pleasure. The prophet Amos wrote, surely Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God, does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. C.S. Lewis, in his book The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, wrote, and I quote him, wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. And when he shakes his mane, we shall have spring again. Rachel Field wrote, something told the wild geese it was time to go. Though the fields lay golden, something whispered, snow. Leaves were green and stirring, berries luster glossed, but beneath warm feathers, something cautioned, frost. All the sagging orchard steamed with amber spice, but each wild breast stiffened and remembered ice. Something told the wild geese it was time to fly. Summer sun on their wings, but winter in their cry. And then finally the prophet Yirmiyahu, the prophet Jeremiah wrote, and I quote him, yea, the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, and the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their migration, but my people know not the judgment of Jehovah. On this program, I'm going to be sharing from my book, The Watch List. The most chaotic chapters of human history are before us. To some people, preaching biblical eschatology with certainty would be arrogance. Yet in truth, we can know, and the error is not in men who know God's plan, but in men who do not know God's eschatological plan, because they have not studied and do not know how to interpret Scripture. They don't know, and they insist that we cannot know. Well, we can't know the day or the hour. Yeshua told us that. But we should, and we can know, the season, or the seasons of last day events. We must never forget that many recognize Yeshua at his first coming, and those who did so were those who had studied the messianic prophecies and those who knew the word. There were those who recognized Yeshua even as an infant. Elishavat recognized the mother of her Lord and exclaimed her faith. The babe in Elishavat's womb, Yochanan the immerser, whom we call John the Baptist, upon hearing Miriam's salutation, which was probably something like this, Shalom Lecha, recognized the voice of Messiah, and though a fetus in the womb, he was filled with the Holy Ruach, the Holy Spirit, and he leaped Now, this was supposed to be the norm, and in fact, during the millennial kingdom, no one will need to teach another, know the Lord, for all will know him from their birth. Yirmiyahu chapter 31, 32, and 33. There was also there at his birth one named Shimeon, who recognized his Messiah when Yeshua was an eight-day-old suckling. Anna recognized Yeshua the same day, and we're certain that Yeshua was not wearing a halo or Star of David diapers. And the dark spirit certainly knew the prophecies, and they demonized Herod, who then killed all the baby boys in Bethlehem, and Yosef and Miriam escaped Yeshua down to Mizraim, down to Egypt, which was also foretold in the messianic prophecies. Yeshua's first coming was knowable in many ways, and many knew. Sadly, myriad more had not studied and did not know the prophecies, and they did not recognize their Messiah the day of his visitation. It is the same today, beloved. Often those who challenge the knowing ones, or at least those of us who are studying to know, are the ones who do not know, don't care to know, and will not know. They do not know because they've not taken the time to study the Word and to know that the season is approaching. Christian people are shallow in their wordology. Some Christians are actually offended by the knowledge others have of God's programs, of God's doctrines, of God's Word. These who know some things have dedicated themselves to the Word. The shallow ones suggest that the knowing ones should only preach the gospel, and have little to do with prophecy and eschatology, since they say it divides Christians. These feeble folk do not know that eschatology is the gospel. The Jewish prophet Amos wrote this, and I quote Amos, "The Lord Jehovah does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants the prophets. Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God, has spoken. Who can but prophesy? God has spoken. God is speaking today. God's word contains his oracles. What prophet cannot prophesy? What Christian cannot study to know? And what Christian cannot know some things?" Shaul, the Apostle Paul, wrote to the believers in Galatia that the gospel was preached to Abraham. Listen to what Shaul says in Galatians 3:8. "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations be blessed." Yeshua also said that Abraham knew his day and rejoiced in knowing his day. In Yochanan 8:56, it says this, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. And he saw it, and he was glad." That means that Abraham knew eschatology. He knew about the last days. Since the last days began, according to Hebrews 1:1, the last days began with the birth of Yeshua. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. Abraham may not have known everything concerning eschatology, but he knew some things. And dear friend, do you know some things concerning eschatology? Do you know prophecy? I've written a book called The Watch List to help you in your study and search of knowing God's messianic plan and how it will culminate in the end of days. This book, The Watch List, includes questions that I have accumulated over my years of ministry, and I have arranged the questions and a chronology of eschatology. The first questions are about the present time in which we live. Questions to do with understanding prophecy, the modern nation of Israel, the church, and the importance of biblical interpretation. Then I answer questions about those things soon to appear, the rapture, the Bema Seat judgment, the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist, and other questions pertaining to this era. I also chose questions concerning the second coming of Yeshua, his judgments, and his millennial reign. And finally, in my book, The Watch List, I conclude with questions about the eternal state, the different perspectives of eschatology, and the key terms to know when studying prophecy and eschatology. I've attempted to be brief and yet thorough, although every question is worthy of exhaustive research. Books have been written on each individual subject that I treat in my book, and I unashamedly confess that I am biased towards some questions and have given more attention to them mainly because of my own interest. I do hope that you will consider purchasing a copy of my book, The Watch List, and I hope you will enjoy both the read and the study of this book. And I would be delighted to hear from you, whether in agreement or even in opposition with my answers, because I remain a student and I'm hopeful for your attention to inform me, because I can be dull and I'm needful of people to help sharpen me. One of the first questions I ask in my book, why do we assume that we are to know the eschatological signs of the end times when Yeshua answered his disciples it was not for them to know the signs of his coming or the end of the age? This is how I answer that question. When the Lord's Talmudim, his disciples, ask Yeshua about the future of Yerushalayim and the end of the age, he answered them that it was not for them to know. That's in Acts 1:7. His words were, of course, to his Talmudim. The New Covenant had not yet begun. The New Testament church did not yet exist. The New Testament scrolls were not yet written. And Yeshua had very much more to say about the question of prophecy, which, by the way, he did say he disclosed it to Yochanan in the final book of the Holy Scriptures called the Apocalypse of Yeshua, known in English as the Revelation. The Apocalypse of Yeshua is Yeshua's revelation. It's not John's. It's the revelation of Jesus. And the Apocalypse contains his final words. The book of Revelation also is a book of last days prophecy. And to prove that, simply read chapter 1, verse 3, for it says that this book is a book of prophecy. The revelation of Yeshua, the Apocalypse, is exclusively eschatological. It's a disclosure from Yeshua of end-time scenarios. And what is recorded for us in the Acts of the Apostles by the good physician Lucas was not Yeshua's final words. It was not to his church. It was to his disciples, and certainly not his final words concerning the Akharit HaYomim, or the last days. Now consider this. The church and the new covenant began on the day of Pentecost, and not with the virgin birth of Yeshua, the incarnation of Yeshua, the ministry of Yeshua, the history of Yeshua given in the four Gospels, or his death, resurrection, and his ascension back to Hashemayim, or the heavens. The new covenant began with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the Jewish feast called Shavuot, or Pentecost in the Greek. This is the birthday of both the new covenant and the church. Our Lord's answer to his Talmudim's question, recorded for us in Acts 1:7, was in context of the Mosaic Covenant, under which the Jewish nation was obliged to obey. The Old Testament did not end with Malachi, and the New Testament did not begin with the historicity of the four Gospels, Matthew, Marcus, Lucas, and Yohanan. The Old Covenant did not become obsolete until God gave His New Covenant, which was prophesied by Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, and inaugurated on the Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast in Hebrew of Shavuot, given to us in Acts chapter 2. So not everything Yeshua spoke to His Talmudim, or to His disciples, and to His contemporaries 2,000 years ago, have to do, or even is applicable, to the New Covenant congregation or church since Pentecost in AD 33. We have to be very careful how we interpret the Holy Scriptures. Now, there's no question that the biblical records within the four Gospels are true. All of the information is true. Although not everything we read in the four Gospels is applicable to the church, we must be very careful when we read the Holy Scriptures that we understand that there is an historical, cultural, and grammatical context. The Gospels of Matthew, Marcus, Lucas, and Yohanan are categorized by publishers at the beginning of the New Testament portion of your Bible, although contextually, Matthew, Marcus, Lucas, and Yohanan, that is, the information in those Gospels, happened under the context of the Old Covenant. The New Covenant had not begun until Acts chapter 2. What Yeshua said to the Jewish nation, living under the authority of the Old Mosaic Covenant, under the jurisdiction of the Kohen Gadol, or the Aaronic High Priest, led by the priestly tribe of Levi, living in the holy real estate called Israel, subject to all 611 laws of the Mosaic Code, and not just the Ten Commandments, was applicable to Israel who was married to the Sinai Covenant. That's not us. That's not the church. The New Testament church is married to Yeshua and His New Covenant. The church is not antinomian, that is, we don't believe that we're totally free and we have no law. Of course we have a law, but our Torah, our law, is not the one given at Sinai. Our Torah is the New Covenant. The church abides under the authority of the new Messianic Covenant that Yirmiyahu had prophesied to come, and it came on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Let me quote Jeremiah for us. "Behold, days are coming, declared Jehovah, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares Jehovah. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declare Jehovah. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." The New Covenant Church abides under the jurisdiction of the new Kohen, who is the high priest not of Levi, but of the order of Melchizedek. The New Covenant Church abides under the jurisdiction of the new Kohen Gadol, Yeshua, who is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek, a different priesthood than the Old Testament dispensation and the Aaronic priesthood. Yeshua, from the tribe of Yehuda, is high priest of a new Melchizedekian priesthood, and his followers are obliged only to obey the new code or the new covenant law that he administrates. We are not obliged to obey the laws or the statutes that God gave Israel at Sinai, or the Torah of the Mosaic Covenant. Yeshua came and first spoke to those who were under that covenant, and they were obliged to obey literally every jot and tittle of the Mosaic covenant. However, the church abides under a new covenant. When Yeshua was speaking to his Talmudim, our disciples, then, they were not yet immersed into the new covenant. They were immersed into the old covenant. The inauguration of the New Testament church was upon the day of Pentecost. The church of the new covenant is a new priesthood, and every believer is a priest, unlike the old Mosaic covenant, where only those of the tribe of Levi were priests. Under the new covenant, every believer is a king. Unlike the old Sinai covenant, only those who were from Judah, the tribe of Judah, were legitimate kings. We must be very careful when we interpret the sayings of Yeshua, who was born under the dispensation of law, speaking to a Jewish nation, under the legal covenant of the law called Torah, as being applicable to us, the church, who are an entirely new entity under a new contract that is a covenant, under a new administration, and given a new compilation of Holy Scriptures, that is, the Brit Chadashah, or the New Covenant. The sacred text of Matthew, Marcus, Lucas, and Yochanan are foundational books of the beginnings of Yeshua and his fulfillment of the Old Covenant. Yeshua wants you and I to know the things that have happened, the things that are happening, and the things that are going to happen at the end of the age. How do we know this? Because Yeshua gave Yochanan the last book of the Bible that is entirely prophetic and eschatological. And by the way, the last book in your Bible is the book called Revelation, but in the Greek it's called the Apocalypse. And it's the Apocalypse of Yeshua. Of course he wants us to know. Let me quote for you Revelation 1:19. Write the things which you've seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. That's Revelation 1:19. The scroll of Yeshua, called the Apocalypse, includes even a blessing for those who read the Apocalypse, those who hear the Apocalypse, and those who obey the words of the final prophecy. No other book in your Bible says that. There's no book in the Bible that promises you, if you'll read this book and listen to this book and heed the words of this book, you'll be blessed. But the last book of the Bible does, and it's the book of prophecy. God does want his church to know the end times, since his concluding scroll in his holy scriptures is the Apocalypse, about the end of days. This final book of the divine library, the one that Yeshua disclosed to Yochanan on the Isle of Patmos via an angel, is a scroll of prophecy, and it's the words of Yeshua, and some translations even appear in red, just like the words of Yeshua in the Gospels. The Apocalypse of Yeshua was to be distributed to the seven churches that existed in Yochanan's day, and those seven churches represent seven kinds of churches that existed then and that will continue to exist until the church is raptured. Yes, Yeshua wants us. He wants you to know eschatology. He wants his church to know what he has given to Yochanan concerning the last days. And Yeshua's Apocalypse was placed in the canon of the New Testament chronologically at the end because it pertains to the end. The Apocalypse is immensely important to his New Testament body, his bride, his kehillah, his congregation, the church. In fact, the scroll of Revelation is the only scroll in the canon of Scripture that states this is the revelation from Yeshua. The Apocalypse of Yeshua is prophecy having to do with the end of days, the end times, and it is a book that is promised to be a blessing.
This program is a production of Messianic Ministry to Israel. If you are blessed by the biblical content we share each week, would you please consider giving a gift of support to our mission board? Messianic Ministry to Israel is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and your gift will help cover the necessary expenses associated with this broadcast and help keep our program on the air. You can give securely at our website, www.mmisrael.org, or you may call 423-855-4818. That's 423-855-4818. Also, would you let us know that you listen to our program each week? That would be very encouraging to us. Thank you very much for praying for Messianic Ministry to Israel, and thank you for your generous gift of support. Shalom Bayit. Peace to your house.
Thank you for listening to Messianic Ministry to Israel, a mission board since 1944. Learn more about our ministry at mmisrael.org.